Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. First Fam Radio.
First Fam Radio Mixtapes.
The Union.
My shop is dirty. My whip's clean. My whip clean. My bitch ride. Fuck it, my whole team.
Count 20,000 with my eyes closed. We in grind mode. We in grind mode. I could get to the money with a blindfold. It's nothing new. Ill dude, who the fuck is you? That's your girl, I fuck the crew. Hit her, then I fuck the crew. Damn, damn. Call that there some teamwork. Grind to shine, all to make my dreams work. Yeah. You grind hard, you shine easy. Living life like I'm on TV. Moving up like George and Weezy. Hell yeah, fucking right. Something like Drake and Weezy. Take a break, take a rest. No, we will never take it easy.
Talking filthy cities, fuck niggas. Cause they ain't really fucking with us. All my niggas in grind mode, and I could count 100,000 with a blindfold. Let's go.
My shop is dirty. My whip clean. My bitch ride. Fuck it, my whole team. We in grind mode. We in grind mode. We in grind mode. My nigga, we in grind mode. My shop is dirty. My whip clean. My bitch ride. Fuck it, my whole team.
But my bitch me 16's across 16. You cross the gun line and get 16. 16, I had a fucking dream. Like MLK, hopped on the same. Real niggas, so they throwing shade. Young niggas, so I'm getting paid. Crime mode is my fucking grave. All I know is this money. All we need is this money. All I got is this money. We'll kill you over this money.
Yeah.
Mommy had it, so I went and got it. I paid shit for myself, boy. All I know is this grind mode. My daddy wasn't there myself, boy.
Woo.
Lazy nigga can't make that on your ass, boy.
Money gang.
All I know is money grind mode. My cash, boy.
All I know.
Hear the beat, I don't write shit, I just destroy.
What?
I don't fuck with frauds, they throw shit, no decoy.
I saw the towns and them hitters round, and they roll around, they shoot you down, they talk down, so we shoot them up and when they pick up trucks, throw bodies in the back of trucks. You don't talk when we in the stuff, got a lot of killers on my payroll, and they kill you when I say so. Don't talk, we let them blow.
My shop is dirty,
my
whip clean,
my
bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team.
Looking cleaner.
Hot
blood, this bitch Katrina.
Katrina.
Oh Lord, have you seen her?
Oh.
I'm in grind mode and my chopper dirty. It's drought time and they go for 30. Might front some points if your block's worthy. Good clientele, we fly them birdies. All on my belt buckle. Can't you tell that I love to hustle? Couple sacks for that Hermit. Couple sacks, bet them boys to touch you. All go, Rick the ruler. Tuck on my way to the Ruger. I'm flexing on them Lex Luger. Give a fuck about a hater, that's words to my shooters. I'm
too hot, two glocks, I got the juice, Tupac, let the heat go, call it free throws, I give your bitch ass two shots, ball ballin' like he's ballin', that paper keep on callin', I'm in my lane, I did some things, I call that shit Chris Paulin'. Grind mode, nigga, grind mode. I'm all in this bitch, different time zone. Nigga, I'm on, get my shine on. Out of space when I do it, nigga, ozone. It's KG, T-Dot, my nigga Tito. When we hot, pop the band on the guap, hit the weed spot. We classic over here, nigga, Reebok.
Yeah, what's going on, world? Welcome to Fan Radio tonight, man. This is 42 Jizzle, man, live with Ray Crash, man. We live, First Fan Radio, hold it down.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Ray Crash on First Fan Radio.
Man, we got a nice little lineup night, man. As always, we always got some new music, some brand new stuff from straight out of Trenton, man. Matter of fact, you know about them. We'll talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, man, we local artists trying to come up from the city of Trenton, display our talent. You know what I mean? That's what we trying to do. Trying to get as much exposure as possible. So we came out, you know, up with chill. You know what I mean?
No doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a special guest tonight. You know what I mean? She doing her thing real big. You know, we ain't gonna curse too much tonight. You know what I mean? I think I let a few up go, but, you know, we're good, man. I want to welcome to the show, man, a young lady by the name of QT Jazz. QT, are you live with us tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How you doing, love?
I'm fine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Now, this your first time on the show. First, before we even start off, we want to welcome you to First Fan Radio.
Thank you so much.
And for the listeners that don't know who you are. And this their first time tuning in. Just give them, you know, a little insight on who you are and how you got started.
Well, like you said, my name is QT Jazz. I'm a singer, dancer, songwriter, and actress. I'm straight from Atlanta, Georgia. So representing. And you said how I got started. I was about 3 years old, I guess you could say, when I started singing and acting, and I was about 7 when I started dancing, and I've just kind of been training my whole life. So growing up around people like the Braxtons, like Toni Braxton, Tamar Braxton, and Escape, and my brother was even in a group. So it just, all the different influences, you know, made me and molded me into the person I am in today.
Right. How was that growing up, you know, dealing with people like Toni Braxton and them? How was that influence, you know, you and your life, your future?
Well, actually, it's kind of like just being around family. Like, they would tell me stories that I can't remember, you know what I mean? So
right.
It was never, oh, my gosh, this is Tamar Braxton. It was, hey, Miss Tamar. Like,
right.
It was so personal that I didn't even see, oh, my gosh, these are some big names until I really got older.
Okay. So how did you first get into, like, you know, acting? You know, how did that come about?
Well, my first gig, I guess, it was kind of like a joke. I was 3 years old, and I was auditioning for, I think, a Volvo commercial. I was auditioning for a 7-year-old role. And I went to the audition and nailed it. They loved me so much that they wrote me in. And it was just like one thing led to another. And I did Toys R Us commercials. Then I got my TV show. Then I went to Kid Nation for the CBS TV show. And it was just, you know, one thing after another.
That's what's up. Now, just for the listeners out there, you know, you sound very, you know, young for me. Right now, you know what I mean? So I just want you to tell the listeners how old you are, what grade you are.
I just turned 18 in October, so shout out to the Libras. Woo-woo.
No doubt.
I'm excited. It's a new age for me, but I'm working on some things. It's a whole bunch of different responsibilities. I'm like, whoa. I don't know if I asked for all this, but it's taking some getting used to, and I think I'm getting the hang of it. sooner or later.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Now, we understand that you just opened up for the OMG girls. Now, how did that come about? You know, have you known them for a while, or, you know, give us some insight on that?
Yes, I've known the OMG girls pretty much all my life. I was in a group with Zanik when I was younger, so it's, they're definitely like family. But I opened up for Modest Behavior a couple of weeks ago in Augusta, Georgia, and I mean, just kind of knowing the girls, and then they've been so tight with Mindless, like traveling and touring with them. It's really like family when I see them as well. Like, we're wilding out in soundcheck, doing all kinds of crazy dance games, and it's really hilarious. It's sad too.
So how you know, you doing that? How does that make you and Zanik, you know, friendship?
How's your relationship?
Yeah, how's you guys' relationship?
We're as close as we used to be, as ever. I don't think, you know, I support the girls at any of their shows that they have, especially here in Atlanta, and they'll come and support me and be the loudest one screaming in the audience. So most people, I guess, kind of get the impression that, oh, they must be salty because, you know, they used to be in a group and now she in the, but it's never like that. If anything, we don't even talk about music when we're together, like all of us. We talk about boys and stuff that normal people talk about.
Right, so basically, you know, you guys just reminisce on the past.
I'm sorry?
I said basically you guys just reminisce on the past, you know?
Yeah, really.
Is there any, you know, like far as the parents, like, you know, do y'all parents still, like, you know, communicate, you know, even though you guys are doing your numbers right now, you know, like your parents,
well,
PI, the Braxtons, is everybody still in contact? I guess that's what I want to say.
Most definitely. My mom has always been my whole family has always been, like, really hands-on with everything I do, even still to this day. My brother, he produced all my songs, like Heels, Bags, and Back Up Off the Wall. He produced and wrote them, and he's producing the upcoming EP that I have coming out. Did I say that EP? Sorry, I had a lot of interviews today, so some of the stuff that's spitting out my mouth is kind of like,
yeah,
I don't know, I'm not really thinking
real
about it.
Right now.
But, so definitely be on the lookout for that. And like I said, my mom has always been really hands-on. She used to do Mardi Gras when she lived in Mississippi. So she makes all my stuff, and I just simply, like, draw them out, and she'll just make her magic, wave her magic wand around it.
Okay. Well, I see we got, like, 1,000 callers tonight, you know what I mean? That's because you're on the line right now. You know, like, thousands, you know. We're going to get to y'all in just a second. Just hold tight while we interview Miss QT Jazz. How did you get the name QT Jazz?
Well, the group that I was in, QT Posse, is where it came from. We were the cute and talented posse, and it just always stuck with me. Like, some people don't even call me Jazz, they just call me QT. And it was never something I felt like, this is a childhood name or whatever the case was. It's something I feel comfortable with. Now I call my, you know, support people who support me, or my fans, you could say, my QT posse. And they can, like, get the gear on my website and have their names on the jackets. And it's really cool. It's a really cool brand. So that's where it all started.
Right. How's that for you? You know, you're walking out in public and people, you know, knowing who you are.
You'd be surprised, because most people, they're just, like, kind of quiet. They're like, are you cute? And I'm like, yeah. Like, come give me a hug. Like, say something to me. It's okay. I won't, you know, bite your head off, I promise.
Right.
But it's always friendly. I've never gotten one of those crazy, weird moments yet when meeting someone out in public, or just even someone, like, seeing me. So, all good stories.
You were saying that you guys have your own apparel, right?
I'm sorry?
You were saying that you have your own apparel.
Yes. On my website, which is QTJazz.com, QTJazz. We sell the QT Posse hats, the jackets, and, of course, my EP will be on there soon.
Okay, now just for the listeners out there, what's the EP and where can they get it from?
Well, it's still in the works. It's still being recorded, but I'm definitely getting together new pictures. Everything I keep posted. I have a sad addiction to Instagram and Twitter, and I will always keep things on my Instagram, Twitter, or my website. Like, hands down, that's me all day, sadly.
What's your Twitter information for the listeners out there that want to follow you, potential listeners?
It's QT Jazz. It's QTJAZZ.
Is that same thing for the Instagram also?
Yes, sir. QT Jazz. QTJAZZ. I don't want to make it too hard. You know, some people are like, oh, yeah, my Instagram is QT_jazz_bounce. You know, no. It's really simple.
I hear that. Now, let me ask you this. Now, it sounds like you have a pretty good relationship with your parents and aunties and cousins and friends. Now, is there any time that, you know, like your parents try to give you any advice on your music, like when you're doing some songs or something, and you be like, man, that's kind of like old-fashioned, kind of played out. Do you have any old-fashioned, you know, parents, like, you know, they some of their style is old and you don't want to bring that out?
Well, we have to compromise. It's like between my mother, you know, my brother, and myself, we all kind of throw ideas out there. So, I mean, even if my mom wants to come out with an idea and I would, I guess, say that it was old-fashioned, I would never turn it down. I would always try and revamp it. Like, well, maybe if we added some so-and-so-and-so that it wouldn't be so bad. And then, you know, my brother would go, maybe if we added, da-da-da. Like, we never really try and cut each other down because it's really hard to be that way and be creative. So we just throw, and that goes for, like, the clothes and the videos and all that.
What influences your music? You know, I mean, is it, like, you know, just
my life.
Okay.
It's really, I mean, it is my life, and it's my stories, the things I go through with, you know, boys, the things I go through with being out. Some of the songs are just really like anthems, like Hills Bags is really a girl anthem. You know, Back Up Off the Wall was a dance type song. So, I mean, these are all songs that I really are true to me. And sometimes I get ideas from people that are around me.
Oh yeah, look. We got one of those records over here. We're gonna take them into Back Up Off the Wall in just a minute. But before we do, would you like to take some calls from your callers that's calling in?
Most definitely.
All right, the first call we're gonna go to is area code 614-813. Let everybody know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Aiden A. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I got my cousin Dee Dee on the phone.
Hi, Dee Dee. Hey, represent.
Hey, QT Jam girl, what's up?
Nothing much, just kicking it.
I just want to sing you a song, because I love you
okay.
So much. Okay, I'm going to sing Home to You Guys, Love a Boy.
I could wait forever. Be waiting on you don't seem to get it. Do ya? You better wake up. I'll do it as a favor. Come on, boy, stop playing with my heart. We can be on a temporary. Love you every day like February. Trying to make it so official. Ooh. Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
You gotta work. That's
true.
Thank you.
I love you so much.
I mean, you really do have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Oh,
and don't take it for granted, though. Go and work on it and perfect it to the T and just make it so undeniably. And put some stuff up on the internet. I mean, it's so many things you can do. Seriously, you do have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thanks for following me.
You got it, girl. Thank you for calling.
Okay, we got another call out to 704 area code 402. Let everybody know who you being, where you calling from.
Hi. Oh my goodness.
Hi.
My name is Lisa. I'm from State of North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I want to talk.
Do you have a question, or was you just kind of calling to say what's up? Or
I have a question.
Okay.
If you had any celebrity that like that you could collaborate with, who would it be?
I wouldn't necessarily say collaborate with, but if I could, like, be around this particular artist just to see the work ethics and how they respond to people or whatever the case was, I would have to definitely pick, like, a Justin Timberlake type thing. Because he works with, you know, the same producers who always make awesome music, and he works with Timberland every album, kind of like me and my brother. So I really, you know, have a heart for Justin. It's my dream. But thank you for calling. Do you have anything else? I mean, I don't want to cut you off.
You're welcome. I feel so loved right now.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, we move right along. We got another call out to 850 area code 346. Let everybody know who you be and where you calling from. You live with QT Jazz.
Hey, QT. This is Kia.
Hey!
I'm from Maryland. You say hey like you know me.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you follow me on Twitter or whatever.
See? That's good. That's close enough. We're like best friends already.
Yeah, but you don't be talking to me.
Oh, goodness. Do you have a question or, like, are you just kind of calling to say that I was not talking to you on Twitter to call me out in front of everybody.
I just
see
called
your entire up. Shade when I answered. It's okay, I understand.
Well, write me back.
I will. What's your Twitter?
At Kiera Moniqua.
At Kiera Moniqua. I'll be keeping an eye out for you, Miss Missy. And thank you so much for calling.
All right, we got another caller out the 919 area code 986. Let everybody know who you be and where you calling from. You're talking live with QT Jazz.
Hello. Hi. I don't think
Hello?
You're there.
Oh, we lost them.
Oh man.
Moving right along.
Who's next up? It's really quiet over there.
Yeah. 850-346. You live on First Time Radio.
Me.
Right along. We got a caller right out of Atlanta, Georgia. 678-52.
Hey, QT.
Hey.
This is Tamika.
Hey.
I'm calling to support you, boo.
Thank you for supporting me, boo.
We miss you. Alyssa's been on Instagram every day watching your videos. So
well,
you have a baby over here who love you.
Oh, tell them I love them too. And thanks for calling, man.
Hey.
Tell everyone. Oh, hey.
That's J-Bo telling you hey.
Oh, tell everybody I said
we
hey.
We shot you out on Instagram today. Everybody need to go see QT Jazz interview on Instagram. We love her in Atlanta.
We love her here too on First Fan Radio.
We love y'all too.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
We're right along. 678-861.
678. That's Atlanta. Hello?
Hello.
678.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes.
Janae, where are you calling from?
Hello.
Still me. Maybe she has the phone on mute.
Move, We move right along.
I do that all the time.
We'll not hop into this next joint. Back up, fall.
The Wall featuring Issa.
All right.
Back up at the wall. If you've been a party with me, with me. Yeah. Get your back up off the wall.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. Fam Radio.
We back. First Fam Radio. With the homegirl.
Hey.
Crew T Jazz.
T Jazz.
Right. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling. What's going on with you?
No, we just bringing that in, baby.
Yeah, we feeling that record right there. Back against the wall right there. Back up off the wall. I'm sorry.
I messed
your song all up on live radio.
It's all good.
Please
and
don't have your parents come looking for me.
Everybody says that. They're like, yeah, I love that Back on the Wall song. I'm like, thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, my bad, man. I took the swag out of it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I came through. Right. We got some more callers on the line.
Okay.
We're gonna start with we gotta get the ignorant ones out the way real quick, you know what I mean? If is there any ignorant caller? Let's start with the block caller real quick. We got a block caller calling. We don't know what you're on, but you live on First Fan Radio.
Muted.
The block
hello,
caller,
hello.
Block caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So what's your name?
Oh, I'm Brown.
Keely.
I'm Keely. Keely. Where are you representing, girl?
Muted.
You calling from? Calling from?
I'm in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Okay. I love your song, Heels Bags.
Thank you so much. It was actually funny when we were creating that song. We're kind of just kind of throwing ideas back and forth, like, what do all girls talk about? And it, you know, me, like, all into fashion, I'm like, the one thing Hill's back does. So we had a lot of fun doing that. So thank you so much.
Appreciate you for calling in. We got three more callers. I'm sorry. They popping up by the minute. They popping up. Area code 708-821, you live First Fan Radio with QT Jazz.
Hi, Jazz.
Hi.
How
What's your
so
name?
My name is Denisa.
I'm sorry?
Denisa.
You gotta speak up, we can't hear you.
Denisa? Hello?
Yes.
You live on First Fan Radio.
You're better now.
Chicago. My name is Danica.
Oh, well, hey.
I just mentioned you on Twitter.
Well, I'm going to make sure I just retweet you because, yeah, I see you. Thank you so much for calling. Did you have, like, a question? Or was you just kind of calling to say what's up?
My question is, how is it working with Sean Bankhead?
Sean, yes. Sean Bankhead is so funny. I used to always go to his classes. I've been in dance for one since I started dancing, which was like I was 7 years old. So, I mean, you know, he's got great work ethic. Even in his classes compared to others, you could tell the difference. Because he's so talented, and he'll do way more choreography and, you know, go way over the class limit hour, but it's really fun. It's really fun. Are you trying to dance, girl? You like dancing?
I really want to come to Atlanta.
Well, you should definitely come to Atlanta and come to Sean Bankhead's class because he's the truth.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye,
Dad.
Bye.
Okay, we got another caller out the 404 area code 404-307. You live First Fan Radio with QT Jazz.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Karen Scales. How are you? I'm calling from Atlanta.
I should have known because it's at 404, so you represent.
Well, how are things? I see you've been doing a lot lately, which is great.
Yes, it's been really crazy lately, but I'm working on it. We're getting together photo shoots. You know, it's crazy for everyone who's doing entertainment because it's the first quarter of the year. So crazy but good. Crazy but blessed.
We're definitely looking forward to 2014 for you. My daughter loves you, and, you know, I love you, too. I think you're great. We love you to death. Smooches, smooches, smooches. I think you're doing an awesome job. You're an awesome role model for my 12-year-old, and I love you to death.
Thank you so, so much, and thank you for calling.
All righty. Make sure you keep us posted.
I will definitely.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, we got another call out to 470 area code 809. You live with QT Jazz on First Fam Radio.
What's your name? Hello?
Yeah.
What's up? Take a guess at who this is.
Take a guess. Oh, I don't know, but I know you from the A because that new area code looking nice.
Yo, this is Juwan. It's Bobby.
Oh, my goodness. Juwan Harris is in the building.
Yeah, I was told that she was doing this, so I was like, I gotta stop by and show some type of love to my girl.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling. You know we gotta get together prom night soon, so we gonna work
absolutely
on it.
Speaking on that, I know a lot of people was very excited about it. So, you know, just giving the fans, you know, something new and crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's different. And prom's about to come, like, it's right around the corner. So I never got to go to prom, but, you know, hopefully this song will do it for me, will be my substitute. So be on the lookout for prom night to everyone else who's listening.
Your first love song, right?
Yeah, it is, actually. So,
yeah, I remember seeing a tweet like that.
This is going to be interesting. But thank you for calling, man.
Not,
I'll have to talk
exactly
to you.
Like that. We understand.
Yes, of course. So, but I'll definitely be, you know, hitting you up later on, probably this week. So just keep your phone on alert.
All right, we got some more callers coming in. Georgia is definitely in the house tonight. We got this 770 area code 875. Let everybody know who you be and where you calling from. You live with QT Jazz, First Fam Radio.
What's happening in Hollywood? Make a shout out to y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's poppin'? Atlanta representing.
Exactly. Everything's sounding good on the radio.
Thank you.
Say what's up to y'all and say what's up.
Thank you so much for calling and supporting and showing love and all that.
Yeah, anything, man, anything. First Fam Radio all day and everything like that. You know, we bring the movement too, so we all just want to link up.
All right, I heard you on that one. All right,
all right. We'll move on to the next caller. Move on to the next caller, 773-301.
Hello.
Live on First Fam Radio.
Hello.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago, Chi-Town, in the house.
Hey, well,
I
my
really
name
wanted
is
Diamond.
I want to call like to let you know I see you, girl, and you doing your thing. I support you in everything you do.
Thank you so much. You know, I secretly always wanted to be from Chicago so I could say I was from the Chi-Town, like, you know, I've always, all my life. So definitely thank you so much for calling and representing.
You're welcome. And
I'm like,
definitely
going to
be supporting you,
really
like,
quiet.
Promoting you.
Thank you so much. I have, like I said, I have music coming out. It's all in the works right now, and I'm like,
I'm keeping my fingers crossed because it's like my baby, and I'm working really, really hard on just kind of making it perfect because it's my first group of music, not like Heels, Bags, or Back Up Off the Wall, which was individual songs. It's a collection, so be on the lookout, definitely.
Yeah, I definitely will be.
Well, thank you so, so much for calling.
Okay, we go on to the next caller. We got the area code 708-821. You live First Fan Radio with QT Jazz.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think they're...
Yeah, they're gone. I don't know what's going on with them. We got 484 area code. First Fan Radio, you're live with QT Jazz. Let everybody know who you're being, where you're calling from.
I don't think they're there either. No.
484 area code. 546. Don't make us say your whole number out here.
Oh,
hello?
Hello? I bet they speak then.
She's like, that's me. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from PA. And my name is Dina.
Miss Dina, how are you?
I'm good. How?
I'm, you know, doing well. Did you call just to kind of say what's up? Or was you calling, you got a question maybe?
Yeah, she just, we just that call there, Jazz.
Oh, man. Shout out to Miss Dina.
Yeah, I think you got them starstruck a little bit. They're like, oh, it's her. It's her.
Either that or, you know, they're just sitting there listening and they're like, oh, crap, I got to go to the restroom real quick. And they missed their number. They missed
the
call.
Yeah, you got
to
kind of eat. Nice.
So,
for you.
Definitely.
I got a question I want to ask you. Now, as far as music videos right now, what's some of the things you got going on as far as the songs? We saw the Back Off the Wall video.
Yes.
I think I've
And then the Hills Bags is featuring Baby Doll of the OMG Girls.
Okay.
And
What you working on?
Well, the EP, of course, is going to have videos from the songs that are on the EP. So I'm trying to say what I want to say, but I don't want to go back on my word if it changes. So I can just say definitely stay posted on QTJazz.com.
Okay. Who do you compare yourself, you know, music to? Who do you listen to?
Who do I listen to? Well, I listen to a whole bunch of different artists, from anywhere to a Tori Kelly to a T.I. to a John Mayer to a Lil Wayne. But I guess the people I would pace myself off of is more of a Sierra, Jhené, Akio type feel, which is
right.
What I want the, you know, 360 of who QT Jazz sounds like to be.
Okay. Who's an artist that you wish to work with, you know?
Well, I said Justin Timberlake, and then also, I mean, as far as admiring their craft, of course, Beyonce, because, I mean, she just is such a boss with
everything
she does.
Yeah, everybody
want to
work with Beyonce these days.
I know. She just dropped a bomb.com album, and it's just amazing. And I like a Bruno Mars because he is honest in his music. You can, even if he didn't go through whatever he's saying, it feels like he did. Like, I cannot even just listen to his music. I have to literally feel it because the way he sings and, you know, whatever the case is, those are like my ultimate trio, a Justin, a B, and a Bruno.
About some rappers, who you who would you like to work with as far as, you know, that's a rapper?
Well, maybe T.I., because I'm always around him, but like
right.
I said, it's always like family, so you never really go there. So maybe that it'll be pretty cool to, you know, get Tip on a record.
It sounds like you ask her. Or is it
I know, like, just make sure if you just highlight that. Like,
it sounds like you're trying to plant a seed.
Well, it's always like that, every time. I had an interview earlier today. She was like, "Do you have a celebrity crush?" And I was like, "Well, like any other teenage girl, I'm going to marry Chris Brown when I get older." And she was like, "You just want me to put that in my article." I was like, "Just put it in there, put it in the article." So, yes, it's a whole bunch of planting seeds, I guess.
You see yourself working with any East Coast rappers like ASAP Ferg?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, his album was dope. It was on a whole nother level of kind of artistry. It was something nobody had seen before. Right. So, yes.
How about like a Kanye West or maybe Kendrick Lamar?
You know what the funny part is? When you said Kanye West,
that
I exercise probably about 3 times, 4 times a week. And that is the only person I can listen to while exercising. And it's like the college dropout, late registration type albums. Like, that is the only thing I can listen to. And especially when, you know, he has the workout plan song. Oh, I beast in the gym to that. It's undeniable.
Right. Let's find out that the QT Jazz listen to Kanye West rants when she working out.
it's a combination of a whole bunch of different songs from him, so but just him. And it's strange. It's the only thing that can keep me going.
What do you think about Kanye West when he goes off in most of his interviews?
I think he's so full of knowledge. And, I mean, he's a Leo, which is like my mother. So sometimes it can be very hard to, I mean, they're smart people. So sometimes it can be hard as someone who doesn't know to grasp fully what they're saying. And I can see how it could frustrate him. So when he goes off, I don't take nothing from him, but I'm just like, you're so over everyone's head. You know what I mean? So Sometimes it's hard to plant your feet on the ground, especially in his position.
Right.
So, yeah.
Are you on tour?
I'm sorry?
Are you on tour?
Not currently, but we're talking about it. I really would love to open up for like an Austin Mahoon type tour.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's on my to-do list for my 2014.
2014, huh?
So, yeah.
How about for any up and coming artists? You know, do you got anything working with any up and coming artists?
Well, I'm of course Juwan Harris, who just called. I have prom night coming out with him. A Baby Doll. You know, she's the rapper. She's like one of the only rappers I know that is our age, you know, that can represent and hold it down. So definitely more of her. Issa and Trevante. It's a whole bunch of different people. We're really like a family here in Atlanta between all of us. So I'm definitely pulling out all my cards, all my favors on this EP.
Yeah. So, if any up and coming artists are listening to you, or they look up to you, what is some advice you would give them, you know, as far as, you know, work ethics or things they need to do?
I would definitely say to train now, no matter if you're, you know, 5 or 50, whatever the case is, don't wait until someone to kind of give you the green light. Just go ahead and get it and claim it. Like the young lady said, she likes dance and she wants to come to do dance class. Like, she can dance. Like, that's fun. That's great. Go train now. And that's exactly what I did. I was in dance class for years, and I was in the adult class at 7 years old. A lot of people don't know this, but I used to be so frustrated with myself with not getting, like, choreography when I first started, I would literally cry. And eventually, I would run out, you know, and then come back into dance class, and I would nail it. And I did that a couple times, and, you know, a couple dance classes went by, a couple more. And eventually, I never had to walk back out. I stopped the crying. I started getting it. And it just one thing led to another. So now I can catch on to choreography like the back of my hand, and it's something I've been taught to do. And it's something that's kind of lost in the industry nowadays.
Yeah. Well, how much time do you spend, you know, like recording and practicing your craft now?
Well, it's never a set time. Like, if someone's doing a class, I'm there. And so, you know, some weeks it's not them, they're not doing classes. So I would go to Dance School 101 if they were doing it tonight. We have an in-home studio, so I'm always in and out the studio. I'm always working on different ideas. It's never a start and stop. It's a continuance throughout my day.
Yeah. It pays to have an in-house studio, huh?
Yes, I love it. It's heaven sent.
All right, we're going to jump back in some of these calls. We got a caller out of the 484-546.
484.
You live on First Fan Radio. Who you are? Where you calling from? We're going to move to 708. 821. You're live on First Fan Radio. Who you are and where you calling from?
I think they're all just, like, listening. They're like, I'm not going to say anything. Don't call my number. Don't call my number. No, you call my number. No, I'm not going to say anything.
It's easy on his day, Q-Tip.
So let me ask you this,
Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz, what's the social media network we can find you on the most, the listeners? Which is it? Twitter? Is it Instagram? Is it all of them? Is it which one?
Yeah,
is it?
It's kind of both.
How is your normal life? You know, go to the mall, you know, hang out, just, you know, be a normal 18-year-old, or, you know, you have to call and you know, have a the mall shut down before you go.
Jazz, QT Jazz. I think you're on mute. I think you probably hit mute on your phone. I'm not sure. All right, we're having a little technical difficulty right now. We're going to go to break real quick. And when we come back, hopefully we had this fixed. I'm gonna hop to a record real quick. This come from an artist out of the town, Trent, New Jersey. Goes by the name of Bobby Scratch. This is My City, First Fan Radio.
Niggas rap that north side.
I do the shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that south side.
I do the shit for my city, bro.
East side and the west side.
I do the shit for my city, bro.
Them section niggas get right.
I do the shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that north side.
I do the shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that south side.
I do the shit for my city, bro.
That east side and that west side.
I do the shit for my city, bro.
Them section niggas get right.
I do the shit for my city. My town full of real niggas, I do this shit for my city. A&Rs ain't tryna hear niggas, they say you out of we ruthless. And the truth is they just scared of us, we some fly niggas, no runway. And they treating us like some terrorists, so it's Bob's way, like funk sex. And the competition, some suspect had that knack in the back of the act. At 17 sitting on 30 racks, I ain't gotta lie about shit I did. I ain't gotta hide, niggas know I live. Even with a steal, I'm still gonna steal. My phone be clickin', I'm keeping it real. Scared like Wayne, but I know like this.
cake, walk, yes, move it for the city. Everywhere I go, they like bamboo fingers. Bobby scratch 20, though the boy get busy. I can run circles around these niggas. Feel like a circus when I'm around these niggas. All these lions, these tigers, these bears, no dazzling celibate. My niggas gorilla. Say what I mean and I do what I say. If you and your feelings, you win the way. Say what I mean and I do what I say. If you and your feelings, you win the way. First they hate you, then they love you, then they hate you. Know how that goes. I'm from the garden, say so naturally. A nigga got hold.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rapping Northside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that Southside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Eastside and the Westside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Them section niggas get right.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that Northside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that Southside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
That Eastside and that Westside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Them section niggas get right.
I do this shit for my city. And them niggas who ain't got much, I do this shit for my city. Man, I may have even fucked up. And them same ones that hate me, the same ones that feel me. Them niggas say I'm not nice when these fuck boys, they kill me. If they print and make, the world take. I think we need to change that. Cause print and make, these niggas hate. Ain't no need to explain that. See, that bridge is something that we live by. See them pretty red lights when they drive by. And I'm out of town, hoes be like, girl, he from the town. They call him Bobby Fresh, right? I got my foot on the gas, got my hands on the wheel. On the road to the top, tryna land me a deal. Foot on the gas, got my hands on the wheel. On the road to the top, tryna land me a meal. I'm talking comma after comma, my city. We got that drama after drama. But I say what I mean and I do what I say. If you and your feelings, you win the race. I say what I mean and I do what I say. If you and your feelings, you win the race. First they hate you, then they love you, then they hate you. Know how that go. I'm from the garden state, so naturally a nigga got hold.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that Northside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that Southside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Eastside and that Westside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Them section niggas get right.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that Northside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that Southside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
That Eastside and that Westside.
I do this shit for my city, bro.
Them section niggas get right.
Drink is what I'm sipping. Polo from head to toe. 10 on my neck and that's for show. Texas born, Southern made. You can play like some spray.
They run.
Gripping
on the board, do it. They run 22, they run 24. Had the pain and they love, cramming the shit.
like a candy apple. Wood grain with the leather on the inside. Look like a car showing that boy riding by. Big bank, big cars on them big things. Them Southern boys, they known for having fun.
Everybody feel like stars. You catch us riding in them old school multicolored cars. My rims shining when you see me at the red lights. We wear our shades behind that tent, painted so bright. Now in my city, our cars known for driving them crazy. With one word, wine, what's happening, baby? Them Southern boys, where I'm from, that's how we roll. Them big timers representing that 504.
They run.
DJ Coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. Fam Radio.
Some type of way. You hustling and you ain't eating, nigga, you in the
break. All in that station with detectives trying to sing like Drake. You get knocked off and start telling that ain't the way to play. My niggas, they came with K. 10 toes down, they standing straight. This is a bitch with this bitch, she missing, think she ran away. Twerk it, pop it, smack it, beat it like she anime. Tell a man I'm a personal trainer, gotta stand in shape. Disrespect them cannon spray, animals with ammo. Hey, bang, bang, put them away, that's a memory. Swim with sharks like San Jose, missing like EJ had cake. Junior don't know they don't play, fuck them, feel some type of way. You can't ride that side away, they don't mean that Bible. Hustlin', tryna make him something. Ain't no tell what he gon' do for the tape. Get cake, I'm a 8 till I'm straight. Strip the plate, it's a fucking middle finger to a hater.
I cop work and I flip, nigga.
I got this shit, I know you feel some type of way. But control your hate, cause nigga, you could die today. I fuck this bitch, I know he feel some type of way. Is it cause you broke that make you feel that type of way? Hermitage, slide 3749. Ain't no tell what they gon' do for that pay. No type of way. No type of way. Make you feel some type of way. Some type of way. Fuck who feel some type of way. Say money gotta get it. Life he gotta risk. Travel with that rock like I done moved all on my pit. Dope is a 9.5. Shit to rip. The bitch got a mean tongue game. I call a list. Show the strap on the AK, tall as a mitch. The watch got the avalanche rock. Temperature frigid. Now them bitches wanna kick it, lick it, hug it, kiss it. Talk about how much they miss it. Bro, bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Rap gon' blow the whistle. That's a foul, no official. Make the money, pal. Niggas wild, blow the pistol. Automatic fire, can't pop one, can of Pringles. Niggas talking about some grants, but only cop one and let the thing beat you. Clown.
I'm hearing these voices, but no one's calling. That's crazy in my hood. That means you slipping, that means you falling. Asylum patient, just be patient with me, though. I'm gonna get it together as soon as I get through taking your wealth and shatter. It don't get no better. Good son, I play by no rules. You think you cool? I bet this move will pull a bitch card from you. You will fight to lose. Still searching for that green to understand everything I've been through as a black man. It's hard at you. The same niggas you went to school with getting money. Now they laughing in your face like a dummy. I got something to ask. Lay on your back, bitch. Nigga, I want everything you got just like that. Niggas break like that.
Myself, why I feel this way inside, or be it a dream? When I'm falling, can't receive nobody else to deal with me. Myself, why I feel this way inside, or be it a dream?
lot of attention, nigga, listen. Me, me with that. You don't know my pain, nigga. You can't tell my heart. And you don't know my struggle, nigga. That's how shit gets started. All that playing my part. I put that down on guard. I need everybody attention. Nigga, listen.
Me,
me with that bullshit.